Okay, now, let's see. Let me get this straight. We talked about head cheese the last time we talked. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage, say, and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and then cook it? Then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it.
No, I didn't.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about scrapple?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever had any of that?
Not that I know of. Mm-hmm.
So you just heard the name, really don't know what it refers to. Okay, what do you usually call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Clabber.
Clabber. Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever make any cheese from it?
No, we didn't.
Do you know what you would call cheese?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. And after you milk a cow, what's the first thing you do with the milk?
We strained it.
Mm-hmm. And why'd you strain it?
Because if there was any trash or...
That would get...
Or gnats or anything like that. Sounds gruesome, doesn't it?
That would get rid of it. Okay, now, again, talking about food, what's baked in a deep dish and maybe made of apples with crust on top? It's kind of like a fruit pie, except it...
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that call anything else?
No, I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his...
groceries.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear anybody say anything else there?
Vittles.
Vittles, yeah. Is that something people would say now, or is that an older word?
That's an old word.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding? Or...
the syrup.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you ever heard people call it?
A glaze?
Yeah, maybe you might take milk or cream and mix it with sugar and nutmeg and then pour it over a pie. Yeah, glaze. Mm-hmm. Ever hear anybody call it a sauce?
Yes.
What about gravy? Would you call that a gravy?
Not sweet, no.
What would you call a gravy?
A gravy would be from meats, and after you had cooked the meat, you know, and use the drippings and flour and...
food taken up between meals, you'd call?
A snack or a bite to eat.
Something like that. And you might say,
I ate breakfast this morning.
Mm-hmm. And you could say, yesterday at that time?
I had already eaten.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what do people usually drink for breakfast around here?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me some of the ways you make coffee?
Well, you percolate it, or boil it, steep it, or use drip coffee.
Mm-hmm. And what is drip coffee?
Drip coffee is where you pour the hot water over the grounds and it drips through to make the coffee.
Mm-hmm. And what I have here is...
you have a glass of water.
And you might say the glass fell off the table and...
broke.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I didn't
break it.
But someone has...
broken it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If I ask you how much... did you drink? You say,
I drank a full glass of water. I drank it all.
And then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
Mm-hmm. And when dinner's on the table, and say you have company or the family, they're just standing around, waiting to begin. What do you usually say to them?
Soup's on.
Soup's on.
Not really, but that is quite a lot of people do.
Anything else you'd say there?
Say, come on, let's sit down to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Say somebody comes in the dining room and you ask him,
won't you have a seat?
Mm-hmm.